Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Loves, joined from a safe distance by my pal Brian Svensson.
Hello!
And on the bullpen phone, Chris Zook.
I'm impressed. This is the first time maybe in a month where we'll all get together. And you know what's obviously 6 feet and exactly. Thank you, Michael. It is playoffs except for the Twins, but we can get into that.
Well,
and the Blue Jays.
Start.
I'm going to say right now, the Jays, that's gravy. But this streak that did you know this, Michael? That
18 straight games.
Okay, no. But did you know they had a study? It was something like it'd be 1 in 29,000 that this could happen, the probability of this. It's something astronomical. Like,
unfortunately, it happens when you play the Yankees 16 times in a row.
Well, I mean, but you got to think in one of the, I mean, this is what, 16 years, something like that? Like they haven't won a game? 2004, if I'm not mistaken.
At least they've made the playoffs since 2001, unlike the Mariners.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, right, you can't start a streak if you're not in the postseason. I get that.
But this is like the next worst streak there is.
I think this is worse, right? This is a streak that unless, like, you're sharing,
really?
Like,
you think it's worse than not making the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, totally. Because
disagree. I'd rather make the dance than – I'd rather make it and lose a bunch of times than not make it at all.
Oh, okay. Well, great. I mean, okay.
Listen, they both suck. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sit here saying I'd rather.
If you have no chance, at least, you know.
No. I'd rather be there. You're wrong.
No,
I'm not having any of it. I'd rather be there.
Right. I'm not wrong. You're not wrong. Yes, your opinion, but I don't agree with you. I would not want this streak. I mean, if I'm a Twinkie fan, which I am a bit through Michael a bit, because I've seen Twins games and stuff. I mean, they're our closest MLB team in Winnipeg. This is crushing a bit.
I don't know. I'd absolutely rather.
Michael, listen to this. You're cheering to the Detroit Pistons to get back in the postseason because they actually have an active streak of 14 going right now. I don't know if you knew that. So they have to get back in the postseason and continue to lose. And somewhere down the road, hopefully the Twins win a game. But this, I mean, last year was tough enough. But this is just, I mean, on top of it, the Astros did it.
It's getting ridiculous, and it's especially – like when basically all of baseball fandom was cheering for the Twins in that series.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
This is the Astros, AKA the Asterisks, in their first postseason since everything came out that they had been cheating.
Oh my God. Did you see the stupid social media post that those MFers threw up after they won where they're like, yeah, everyone hated us and nobody believed in us. And it's like, you guys, it's because you cheated.
I mean, I think you're missing the point. The reason
you're not the Yankees. People aren't hating on you because you know you're whatever has right, some questionable ethics and like buy your postseason wins. No, it's because you straight up cheated.
Right. It's not the evil empire. It's the cheating empire. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, the reason that
nobody feels bad for you.
No one's like, oh yeah, well, you know, good on them. They persevered. No, you put this on yourself. Like, no one else did this except that organization. And yes, I'll tell you right now, is so they're going against Oakland, right? I mean, Moneyball against that. I mean, everyone's going to be cheering Moneyball, right? And I know it's Moneyball not anymore. But still, Oakland, that they broke a streak as well in the postseason. I believe it was 14 years, something like that, 2006. It is 2006. And the last time they won a postseason series was against the Twins. Not to rub it in there, Michael, but that's
we help everyone in those.
Well, I mean, if you have a streak that long, eventually there's so many tentacles to this. It's always going to touch. I mean, you're a Twins diehard fan here, right? I mean, where are you at here, right? Like, this is another wasted season.
It's just like, to me, I feel like Charlie Brown with Lucy in the football.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
And I feel like this is like a Minnesota sports fan, because I'm also a Viking fan.
Sure, no, I'm not.
And we've had these kind of, like, you know, the Kai Forbath botched field goal, the Brett Favre interception. Like, we get...
I ain't feeling bad about that Brett Favre.
Perilously close to things, and then we have them, like, ripped out from under us. And it feels like that for every season that we've been in the postseason, right? Because we look good, right? Like, the team ended up winning... The division.
They won the division. They actually came on strong. And the funny thing is, the AL Central, they went 1-6 in this postseason. Not one of those three teams made it out of the first round. I mean, it's crazy, right? Like, Cleveland, Chicago, and Minnesota. But Minnesota did well to get to that position. They were great at home this year in the regular season, and all that meant nothing.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's been like that.
I think Brian, like, I'm going to tell you right now, if the Lightning, so the Lightning won this year, so that's your team, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they didn't win this year, and they were doing what they were doing, but instead of just being swept 0-4 by Columbus last year, they did that another three series.
Trust
you
me,
you would have
suck.
No.
I would rather still make the playoffs than be the Florida Panthers and not have made it in God knows how long.
No, okay. I'm agreeing with you. No, I'm agreeing with you that I'm saying it's worse to be on this streak than to not be on in the postseason.
No, I'm saying I would rather be on the losing streak in the playoffs than not make the playoffs at all.
Oh,
at least
yeah.
You make it.
No. But you're wrong.
The thing
is,
I get my hopes up.
Right, that's the whole point. At least with Seattle, you just know going in. No, we're not going to make it.
Yeah, I mean, the hopes
are not going to make it.
The hopes up thing sucks. But at least
Michael's getting crushed every year, and especially this last little run, Michael.
Yeah, but at least the team is fun and competitive. At least the team is.
Yeah, but if you know what's going to happen at the end,
they've sucked for six for whatever 20 years, Duke. 20 years.
No, but. I'm sorry, but these are crushing defeats. This is
I'm not saying that making the playoffs and losing a bunch is good. I'm just saying that it is worse than not making the playoffs at all.
No, I would disagree. I tell you, 18 in a row, it's unfathomable. This is a streak that if Detroit doesn't beat this, they could have, Michael, I mean, the Twins could have this record for our lifetime, because I can't see another streak going this long. I mean, you would think a one, you're going to fluke in somewhere, right? You get a bloop single or something, like some pitching, something like, I mean, you could feel like Cincinnati this
year. The kicker,
they didn't do anything. And they didn't score any runs. They only gave up some runs, and they lost. They got swept, right? But I mean, the kicker for the Twins they're right there. They're so good in the regular season the last couple of years, and nothing to show for it.
And for me, the kicker was, you know, by winning the division,
they got home field.
They avoided playing the Yankees in
right!
the first round.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Like, maybe we can get our feet under us. In this first round, and then we face the Yankees, like, having kind of got that off our back, and instead
you got crushed by another team.
By
the cheating empire.
It's kind of, I mean, thankfully not the Yankees again, but it's not much.
It doesn't soften it that much.
Like, I would have preferred if it was like Oakland.
I think sure. I would have rather have lost to the Yankees. I mean, yeah, I mean, you're
not a freaking chance.
No,
I will
Ryan,
never prefer to lose
the Yankees.
You're
not living through the pain of this. See, this is the thing. I think you're looking at it as a totally different prism. I feel a bit for Michael because
I'm
a
Viking fan. Don't get me
wrong.
Losing to the Evil Empire obviously sucks.
No,
real bad.
You're talking about if you've lost them – endlessly. At least they lost to someone else.
I think I'm at the point though that I hate the Astros more than I hate the Yankees.
Oh sure, okay. I get it. It's sort of like the Heatles, sort of with the Miami Heat that year when.
Yeah, but the Heat didn't cheat.
Well, I mean, some people thought they did because they set up the super team, whatever, right?
But that's not cheating.
Yeah, no, I know. They just bended sort of whatever within the rules. You're right. But I get it. Yes, I'm totally anti-Astros, like 99% of the population, right? But I'm just saying is, this year as a Twins fan, you couldn't just put it on, oh, it was the Yankees. Like, it was just, let's try another team, and we still can't beat them. And you know what I mean? Like, it's just endlessly.
Eventually, you have to realize it's us.
Right, like, because there's something, I listen to a lot of the Minnesota sports talk while working remotely, right? And so the one thing they were just saying is they were just like, well, they thought Baldelli just overmanaged a bit. Like, that maybe they could have kept the starters in a little bit longer, but the pitching staff, the kind of woeful a bit, and then just didn't get timely hitting. But you know, they just at a certain point, there's not much else you can say here. Is that, you know, now this group is stuck with this record too. It wasn't just like, oh, as it was happened 10 years ago. I mean, it's the last 2-3 years they've gone 0-6 here, 0-7. I can't even remember how many numbers. The numbers are astronomical. It's just,
I'm not saying it doesn't suck. It sucks, and I commiserate with you, Mike. It sucks. It's real bad, but like.
No one's going to – this is a record that might stand for decades after. I mean, unless Detroit gets on a roll here and just keeps on losing whenever they get back in the postseason. But
there's legitimately a chance of that.
But the problem is, one, they have to get in the postseason, so that might be a while. And two, the Twins will still have – because of that division, they can get back in next year and they can keep on losing. And that's like, to me, you know, I still think you want to get in there because you want to have a chance to win a World Series. Like the Twins, if things break their way somewhere one of these years, they could make a run here. But obviously they can't get out of that first friggin' round, let alone the first game to win. So it's mind-boggling, really.
Well, I mean, at the start of this shortened season, like, they were definitely one of the like five clubs considered a favorite.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yes. And their home record, that would have, like, their home record was outstanding this year. About, you know, so they got the home field. They're not playing the Yankees. Everything's set up. And the Astros were on a bad year. They didn't even get to 500. And none of that mattered. Just none of it mattered. Pour one out for the whole organization. I will say the one thing, too. I mean, I'll say
that. I will tip my cap to Alex Kirilloff, who got his first hit.
Yeah, that's right. He sure did. I will say Nelson Cruz. I mean,
that's a record that will stand.
He showed up.
Nelson Cruz did. I mean, this is the thing. The ageless wonder continues to hit.
No, I mean, he's been a good. You know what's disappointing is, like, you know, like that. I've lost the name now. The third baseman, Donaldson. That he didn't, you know, he was injured, right? So, I mean, yeah. you know, what if, right? But, I mean, injuries are a whole part of all this. Everyone knew this going into the COVID year, that you're going to have injuries. They weren't going to have full teams coming in. And the flip side is, I think you're seeing the Yankees now that had a lot of injuries and now are pretty solid in their lineup. That'll be an interesting series with the Rays, because they kind of demolished Cleveland the game one and they came back scrapping game two. And, you know, the evil empire, not dead yet.
I can tell you, I put on a Rays hat this morning. So
fair enough. I will say, as we're taking this is Tuesday, Thursday night. It's the Padres leading 11-9 in the top of the ninth here as we're taping this. So we might have a final before we're done today.
Yeah, what we do have, though, we did mention that the Athletics won their series against Oakland.
That was a great final game, too. Again, if you were watching, like, yesterday, I believe it started 11 in the morning on Wednesday, and it went to, like, 12:30 the next morning for the eight games that they had, which was phenomenal. Unfortunately, not good for Jays fans.
Including an historic long game, right? It was the longest. 13
anyone.
Listen, I'm not upset about how the Jays ended up finishing. It was lucky that they were there in the first place, and you know, there were some good things in there. Ryu obviously didn't look great, but there's some positives to take away if you're a Jays fan.
Well, this gives a young team a taste of some postseason kind of before they were anticipated to be there.
Yep. And I love this team. They're so wide. It's great. It's like a team of offensive linemen.
I will say that the going back to the Atlanta-Cincinnati series, they were saying, again, it's amazing baseball, 125-plus years or whatever. And it was the first time a postseason game went 0-0 past the 11th inning, right? So, I mean, there's always something new that you've never seen before, and it happened again. And actually, and there was Bauer doing his Conor McGregor there, and he actually pitched a heck of a game there in game one and got nothing out of it because they couldn't get any hits off Atlanta in both of those games. So the Dodgers are still playing in their series. They won game one, and we'll see what happens there. But it was big because Atlanta hadn't won a postseason series since 2001 and the A's 2006. The Twins just didn't do their part in this, but the couple of organizations that had not had a lot of postseason success got some early in the first round.
You mentioned, you know, things happening that you've never seen before. I mean, the game two of Cleveland and Yankees, that game, not counting the weather delay, was the longest postseason 9-inning game in Major League history, apparently.
Is that right?
Took like 4 hours 36, I think.
I know they tied also a record, if I'm not mistaken, for most walks in a game. I believe that was the one of the records they also set in that game.
Yankees and overly long games. Name a more iconic duo.
Right. Well, exactly. That's their MO for the last
Yankees
20,
and wearing out their
years.
Welcome. Yeah, I know.
That's well said. Well, you were doing the post-mortem a bit there, Brian, on your Jays there. I mean, you're right. They came in and they got a couple bonus games, right? And that's nothing but gravy for this year for a team that had 1,000 injuries, played in Buffalo all year at home. And, we got to see a lot of the future early here, what they can do. And it'll be interesting next year, right, how they do in that division on a full season, if we have a full season.
Yeah, I mean, like... Taijuan Walker, like Hyunjin Ryu, Ross Stripling, and Taijuan Walker, that's a legitimate pitching staff. And Nate Pearson, that's a legitimate pitching staff you can build around. Something that we talked about to Rash when he was on here was how worried we were about the starting pitching. I'm not worried about the starting pitching like I used to be.
This team has
guys that can pitch, that can start games.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, again, it's such a weird year because we only had 60 games, so. You still had actually 100 games that you would play in a real season, but yeah, for what they did this year, I think that's more than I expected for that organization, and they can build on that and see what they can do, you know, if we have baseball next year, what they can build on.
Yeah. I mean, they still need outfielders. Randall Grichuk had a heck of a 60 games, but he's had hot 60 games before. I don't count on him to continue that. And, you know, I think they just need at least one more reliable outfielder, but that's besides the point. I really hope the Padres can keep winning because the series I'm most excited about to see this playoffs, if it happens, is Padres Dodgers.
Yeah.
Those are the two best teams in the league, I think.
Sure. That's sort of a bit of like the Clippers.
I think that
and
does
Lakers.
The Rays a bit of a disservice.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm not saying that the Rays aren't bad. They could be a very close third. They're a very, very fun team to watch.
I would agree with Brian a bit. I don't think it's against the Rays. I think it's just sort of also about the
praising how great the Padres are.
I think that one, but also that they had a really good battle this year in that division. And, you know, they've seen each other a lot. It would be kind of fun to do that. I mean, again, I would say here that, I mean, if the Dodgers don't do it this year, I just don't know. They're the Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball. I mean, if it's set up for winning this year, short year.
I just think it'd be so funny if they won and it was just like
against the Astros.
Well, not even that. I just think it would be so funny if they won in such a shortened season and had the rest of the world be like, it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah, but you know what? Your team just won the NHL and they stopped the season. They didn't have a full season.
Yeah, they had a full playoffs though without weird.
Yeah, rules. But it was a bubble playoff, and some people would put. Not me, but some
only
people
morons
might say,
like Damian Pops.
Sure, but I'm just saying it is out there a bit. I mean, you know, whatever, right? You're not going to get 100% agreement on this year from anyone, right? One way or the other. But that said, I mean, it would be sure if this is the year, the Dodgers will take it. It's not like they're going to not give away a trophy here, right? They're going to get in a bubble, hopefully, before COVID runs rampant again. And you know, someone will win a World Series this year. And I don't think there should be an asterisk because they played the season they did. I mean, they had one in 81 when they had a strike-shortened season. And
nobody put an asterisk on that one.
No one even talks about that, right? And actually, I believe that year the Dodgers won that year as well.
Yes,
so there you go. You know, maybe they're used to
the
can do that.
Alleged best team in the league didn't even make the playoffs that year, the Cincinnati Reds.
That is correct. They had the best record in both. Mind you, let's not even go there because it was Blue Monday and the Expos got killed the one time they actually won a playoff series. So anyways, let's not go back into the bad Expos. At least you have a team to cheer for, Brian. So that's
this is
another
correct.
Story. Michael, are you going to get over this? Or will you even watch any more baseball?
Still watch baseball. Yeah. I mean, first of all,
I've gotten used to this.
Exactly. It's not like I've stopped watching the playoffs when Twins go out, or else I would never see any playoff baseball.
Right. You'd have been 2004 was the last time you'd seen baseball then, basically, in the postseason, right?
Exactly. I'm still going to watch. And I mean, I have, you know, rooting interests in terms of cheering against, you know, so I mean, right now I'm an A's and a Rays fan.
Yep. Oh, I like that. A's and Rays. Yep.
Since they're playing against the Astros and the Yanks. And then, I mean, I'd like to see a Padres Dodgers matchup. And as it
join stands, me on the Padres bandwagon.
Well, we've been on this bandwagon for a little bit.
Oh,
here.
The Padres just
the
won.
The two of us decided to.
Yeah, all right.
The Padres just won.
Dexter Fowler grounds out to Eric Hosmer to finish it off here.
And they had a couple on base there. So there will be game three, which is nice because San Diego kind of scuffled in that first game. The bats woke up in game two and. The top of the fifth is 0-0 LA Milwaukee. I'll give Milwaukee credit. They've been scrapping around there with LA. And you never know if they get to a game three, the pressure's all on the Dodgers, right? So, I mean, like, you know, Chicago sort of kind of wilted after they won that first game and Oakland kind of came back. And it was crazy. I don't know if you saw today, the Chicago, the White Sox, they had six pitchers already into the fourth inning. So they were like, we're just going to blow this out right away and see if we can.
Well, it's a do or die game. So
no, I get that. It's just like, how many, you know, you're going to run out of pitchers here if you're on that. Like, I know they have an expanded roster and stuff in the playoffs, but anyways, it didn't work out for them. And like I said, the AL Central went 1-6 and all three teams, see you later, right?
Yeah, no, that one was kind of surprising that none of those three teams, and especially because, you know, each team had its own sort of set of strengths, right? I mean, you know, even despite losing Clevinger by trade, you know, they still had Shane Bieber and, you know, like a Zach Plesac. They had like good pitching in Cleveland.
Yeah, the bats on the outfield, though, especially.
The bats were a question mark, but I mean, the Sox had a bunch of bats. Like, there were like kind of three different flavors of how to do it.
Yeah.
And none of those strategies worked.
Do we the Sox though? I think we're still just a year early, right? Like we weren't expecting.
Right. This is a situation.
But they almost
like
won the
Blue Jays,
right?
Where like it's
yeah,
young bats that haven't quite kind of matured,
still,
but like they were
yeah.
still popping.
Yeah, we weren't. We didn't think. You know, when we talked about them in the beginning of the season, we talked about them as how they were going to be interesting and potentially frisky, not division winning. Yeah. And they were really good and really fun. Don't get me wrong.
But they had a good
season, right? I very much enjoyed watching Lou Bob and Madrigal and Anderson. Like and probably who's going to end up winning the MVP, Jose Abreu. But yeah, I mean, they were a fun team to watch, but they were still like a year ahead of what we expected them to be. Right. So this isn't,
I mean, the funny thing is, you know, after all this, because the one series got delayed with weather for the Marlins and Cubs, you know, who's going to win this darn thing is going to be the Marlins because they just made the postseason again. That would be that the weird. Worst. Right. It would be the here's the one more time they're in, they're going to win it all because no one expects anything. Remember, they were like 103 losses last year. And the, you know, they make it in because of there's more teams in, but my
I think
goodness,
the Marlins were legitimately like not terrible this year though. They were
no I give you that, but I'm just saying is please not the Marlins. Like just
there's no way. There's too many good teams in the good teams in the National League for them.
You would hope not.
With any luck, if they get
know.
Past Chicago, they'll blow the bubble in San Diego if they go to play there, and some of them will go out clubbing or something, and it'll
sucks.
It'll be like they'll finish the way they started.
Sucks that they're going to beat the Cubs, but, you know. Yeah.
It might, but I will say this, and that's kind of like the Bartman revenge series there. But
they were talking on the Ringer Podcast Network on the Ringer MLB show about how it sucks that there's no that there's no games in Miami, so they could put like the Steve Bartman cutout behind.
That would be funny. Yeah, that would be great. I will say this: I was impressed by Atlanta. I liked, you know, the young guns
there. They're a good baseball team.
Real good baseball. Pitching was real solid. Obviously,
that's going to be a concern for them going forward, though. I think.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, outside of Max Fried, like. They don't.
Well, this Anderson guy was really good.
Their rotation.
He's got five scoreless today, right?
The rotation is not great. I mean, they won in two.
Yeah, no, I understand. But, you know, you got a Acuna there who lit it up. And
they have one of the best offenses I think I've ever seen.
Freeman is the MVP, right?
I trust, like, one and a half of their arms.
Yeah, but you know what? If you get, you know, you can have bullpen games too, right? I mean, this is –
I'm including the bullpen. I trust one and a half of the arms that they have on that entire team.
Oh, we'll see what happens. If it's against the Marlins, I think they have a better shot than the Cubs.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, I mean, that's kind of it's interesting that the if it becomes Dodgers Padres, that's going to be your epic series, and the other one's like, oh yeah, the that one's still going on, and someone's got to meet up in the divisional final, right? But yeah, no, I mean, hey, it's exciting. It's kind of, you know, what it was is that there's 16 teams in and everyone sort of thought they had a shot. And then you'll see, you know, we're going to get down to eight real quick. And then it starts up again. I will say this, what I saw of the one guy is there's a reason they signed him, the Yankees. Gerrit Cole was pretty good in game one. Like, you know, that was like, I'm sure Jared was cringing when he watched that, like ace to ace against Bieber and he got shelled and Cole was dominant. It was just like, if he's pitching like that this rest of the postseason, watch out, the Yankees have a real good shot.
Got his butt whooped.
Yeah, it was bad. It was real, like, I'm sure Jared wasn't, he probably stopped watching after the fourth inning in game one, because that was, and then they kind of collapsed in game two, right? They kind of had that game into the eighth, and then they lost it in the eighth and ninth comeback by the Yankees, and that's how it goes, right? I mean, you know, they have to just, you know, everyone knows they just need to change their last name and the curse will be lifted and they'll win a World Series then.
That's, I really genuinely think that.
I believe that, actually. I mean, you know, I mean, if it could happen in the NFL and that guy, Daniel Snyder, never thought it would ever change his their nickname, then anything can happen, right? And
well, what he's named their team is just doing it out of spite, though. Calling them the Washington Professional Football Team, so that way he doesn't actually have – he's doing it like not giving the team a real nickname, basically just out of spite. But at least it's not something racist.
Right. Because the irony is –
But it squares up with what lots of us were calling that team for.
Yeah, exactly.
Years.
It's the same like the Cleveland baseball team, right? That's sort of what we call them now, right now anyway. So, yeah, we'll see what happens, right? But I'm sure Jared was – I mean, it's not as epic as the Twins, but you and Jared can pour one out for your teams this year, Michael.
Absolutely. Well, looking at the time, we're going to have to wrap things up on that sour note. I'll hopefully have more vim and vigor next week once I've gotten over this and can just enjoy baseball for baseball's sake. Stick around for Front Burner and don't forget to follow us on @TheBenchJockeys on Twitter. Thanks very much for tuning in and we'll be back next week.
Strike three, you're out.